Shalom,
the preparation for our lesson was done by 10:31-32 from Petach Tikva. Source excerpt from the Rabash, our assorted notes, article 106. One must not ask the Creator to bring him closer to him, as it is insolence on the part of men. For in what is he more important than others? However, when he prays for the collective, which is Malchut, called the Assembly of Israel, the sum of the souls, that the Shekhinah divinity is in the dust, and he prays that she will rise, meaning that the Creator will light up her darkness, then all of Israel will rise in degree too, including the beseeching person who is included in the collective. Again, one must not ask the Creator to bring him closer to him, as it is insolence on the part of men. For in what is he more important than others? However, when he prays for the collective, which is Malchut, called the Assembly of Israel, the sum of the souls, that the Shekhinah is in the dust, and he prays that she will rise, meaning that the Creator will light up her darkness. Then all of Israel will rise in a degree, too, including the beseeching person who is included in the collective. A question for an active workshop. What should we ask of the Creator in order to raise divinity from the dust? What should we ask of the Creator in order to raise divinity from the dust? We have to be adhered in our Rav, what is teaching us, and be a pipeline to pass the abundance to humanity.
Ofer?
That's what we say, help us in our dissemination, this big program we're going to launch. It should help us with that. Next, yes, it's a time where all the hearts in Israel and the world are crying, confused. There's room for the ear to hear, and we should pray to have the ability to pass to them the remedy that we all want them to hear. Chagai.
Give us the strength to take another step outside of ourselves, to go out to the friends, to feel these deficiencies, the cleanest, most purest desires for a connection, to form this field of connection between all the different yearnings to the Creator, to this force of perfection, so that it will reach the rest of humanity back to the Creator.
I have not much to add about on what you're talking about. Simply ask for the whole world clear. We should take care that the whole world clear will connect, and from this connection, the Creator will come to dwell in them.
That's exactly what we need to add, to ask for the friends, for the world clear, to ask what you are asking for, and only to aim that towards the Creator.
The main thing is not to stop, even if we get confused, if we get prayers that are totally opposite, but the intention in advance should be to come out of it and to move in the right direction. So important thing is not to stop asking.
That the prayer will be as pure as possible, as close as possible to the heart, that it will come from a true place, that we truly want to do only goodness and not just to give something to our ego in return, that it will be from a clear to bestow, to be a pipeline to the Creator, to all of the souls.
May we connect, get included, integrated, adhered, become one clear, that's cleaved up above in the Rav, the Kabbalist, the Creator, and on the bottom, open to all the created beings and the souls, and we realize our role as a pipeline, a conduit, and give contentment and give gladness to everyone above and below.
Yeah, so that we have the importance and the greatness of the quality of bestowal, that we'll appreciate how great it is, how important it is, this quality that brings us closer, and by that we equalize our form to the Creator and to the rest of humanity.
And that we should not forget, even for a moment, to unite everything in reality for the sake of the connection, for the sake of giving contentment to the Creator and giving greatness to the friends.
Yep, through the friends we can reach the greatness of the Creator, and also through all the created beings.
Yuval.
Amen, amen. Chagai.
כן, אז עכשיו בשיעור אני זורם עם ה...
Yeah, now in the lesson, let's flow with the words of the Kabbalists, the directions of Rav, enter even more connection, more heartfelt, each one outside of himself, inside the others, and go through as many states, degrees as possible, focus and concentration. And that's it, Marcus.
הם בעצם יושבים פה בהכנה לשיעור כדי להזרים כוחות.
We're sitting here in the preparation for the lesson to bring forces not to ourselves, but to bring forces and importance of the goal in order to bring the light to the friends, that everyone who comes, he comes to strengthen the friends from the fact that he comes to the lesson.
Not much to add in words, just more and more work. The light is simply waiting. During the lesson, as Rav recommended, let's hold the entire world feet together, all the tens, in one unit. And from us, the light will continue to all of humanity.
We don't always have a prayer or always have a deficiency. That's why Kabbalists recommended to prepare, have a prayer before prayer. One can ask himself, what do I really want? What do I need? What do my friends want? What is all of our clear working towards? What degree is it facing? And to ask of the Creator to give us a deficiency.
Sadna Shketa.
Silent workshop. We raise a prayer to have the strength to raise divinity from the dust now in this lesson. We are raising a prayer to have the strength to raise divinity from dust now in this lesson. Hey.